Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. For Arden Roof Systems, there's more to your roof than just shingles.
You gotta come out.
Happy Friday, baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
That's what we're kicking off with today.
Oh, the breakfast pockets. You got the French side show in there.
I went to the grocery store,
yeah,
and I saw the pizza pockets, but then I saw these right beside it, and I've never had these, and they're made with real egg, bacon, and cheese.
There we go.
So we're going to fry these bad boys up.
I have seen those in the store. They look pretty tasty.
Yeah, so. I've never had these. So, Jimmy, are you, we're leaving you in charge of the air fryer.
You're our chef today.
I assumed so.
Can you burn
chef
stuff?
Chef White.
Can you screw stuff up in the air fryer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can leave it in there too long.
All right.
There's always a way of screwing something up.
And if there is, we'll find it. Okay. All right. I'm just trying to look for the instructions. There's no air fryer instructions on this thing.
I'll look it up.
Okay. All right. There we go. So we got three items. We're going to do one in this. I'm kind of hungry. Can we get going?
No. I'm not ready yet. I haven't had my coffee.
Dentist, how's your face?
I'm feeling good, yeah. Yeah, feeling good. I was pretty frozen yesterday.
The Locker Room.
Air Fryer Friday. Randomly, Jimmy gets an air fryer delivered to the radio station.
Well, he mentioned one time on the radio he doesn't have an air fryer, so of course somebody spends $200 to send him one.
Life of Jimmy.
Yeah.
So we're testing it out, and Grant has had one for years and always talks about how great they are. So we're testing it out this morning. We're doing
still cold
pizza
in the
pops.
Middle.
It's still cold?
If you flip it over, the bottom's cold.
Oh, yeah. That's not ready yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Said 10 minutes.
Well, I think you got to punch in there from frozen.
Okay, well,
usually you have to do a flip halfway through.
Do
That's
you?
That's what I do, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Okay, put it back in. That was a fail.
All right. Okay, put him back in. Jimmy's going to be up and down. You might want to just put the chair aside for the for the morning.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Okay, what's the verdict? Air Fryer Friday, we just did breakfast.
These are tasty.
Pizza pops.
They're tasty,
pockets.
But I really do like how crispy they are.
Yeah. That's the pizza pops I really like too in the air fryer. So these are good too.
Yeah,
that was a good pick.
I would say, like, I've never had these, but I do agree. Like, they would not have, like, the microwave would have made them, like, soggy.
They're a little soggier in the microwave. This is just, like,
firm
next level.
Yeah, it's good.
Not bad.
Enjoying these.
We're doing spring rolls in the 7 a.m. hour.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
We were talking about it this week, about the city of Edmonton being broke. So they're trying to find ways of raising money. And one of the ways is they're going to sell transit merch.
Yeah, so they're actually going to open an online store and sell, like, Edmonton Transit hoodies and stuff.
So, okay, but
they must have seen us selling our merch and thought,
well,
let's get a piece of that pie. Those guys are selling merch.
Our merch just flies off the shelf.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I'm always shocked when I see certain brands, right? Like the Costco stuff.
Kirkland. I love the Kirkland stuff.
Yeah, see, so they might be onto something, Grant.
Maybe. I would probably buy an Edmonton Transit sweater if it was cool. If it was funny or actually kind of cool looking.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. Because I've actually had people reach out to me after we had the conversation. Because I think you said we'd probably get sued if we did it.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, Locke, you have to. You guys have to do some Edmonton Transit merch for the Locker Room page, but do it right. You know, have some fun with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll think about it.
I survived ETS. We don't want to get sued either, though, because they are the ones that would sue us, right?
And do we want to make fun of Edmonton Transit?
Why not? Why not? You know, don't. Focus just on Edmonton. I survived transit because there's other places that transit's kind of rough. We don't have to just focus because we also want to reach out to broader markets. We want people in Ontario buying our stuff. We want people in BC buying our stuff.
I don't know. I'll think about it. I think it's a little risky, right? And the city as much as I complain about them, I think they are actually attempting to try to make transit better here. I think there is a concerted effort.
Sure, yeah.
So I don't want to.
I beat the LRT in a race. And then we have a picture of one of us running next to a train.
I ran faster than the LRT.
Okay, some ideas are coming in. The lines are ringing. If you have any ideas on merch for the Edmonton Transit System, for the Locker Room merch page, text in 780-989-0977. Transit news you can use, though, with Jimmy. This is interesting.
So they're ARC machines. So they have those ARC pass machines.
Yeah.
At least once a day, one of the machines on one of the buses don't work, where you go to scan it and it doesn't work, and the bus driver just looks frustrated and goes, okay, go sit down.
So like, you're saving money with that ARC card because these things don't work all the time.
Not always, no, because I take three buses on my trip here, so it, maybe my first one doesn't work, but my second one does. I wish, like, on the whole route they didn't work, but eventually I end up paying for it because I have to, one of the machines.
The thing about the ARC card, if you don't know, if you don't use transit, it's a tap thing, right?
Yeah.
And
it's pay as you go.
Yeah, it's pay as you go. And you don't pay full fare if you're only going a quick distance. If you're only on there for, what, 5-10 minutes, you're not going to get charged the full fare. Yeah. And then the other thing is Jimmy used to buy the monthly passes. And they were what, like?
One something. Like, it was over $100. And
so now the ARC cards, just so you know, they cap you at
$100 for the month. So if you use it 3 times a day,
you're gonna save money.
As soon as you hit the $100, you just
free.
Is worth saying money out loud, because people might not know that, right? So if you're still, because people, I do still see people with the tickets and stuff.
My car got hit by the Valley Line train. I love that one, Mark.
Yeah, keep them coming. I definitely...
I like Sailor Robs.
I ride the short bus to work.
You're listening to The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
I'm trying to remember the city in Saskatchewan where they found that box of 79-80 OPG hockey cards. But like a case, not like a box, a case of 16...
It was in Regina.
Regina? Was
it?
Okay.
Yeah. It was in Regina, and it was some
collector. What was your theory? You had a good theory.
Well, my theory was that it was somebody that owned a convenience store, like a family-run convenience store, and they used to sell these and the gum back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And then they were just left over from then. And I came up with that because that happened to a friend of mine. So they had a convenience store that was owned by his grandpa. And then his dad took it over. And in the back, they had a bunch of storage stuff. And we found a box. Boxes of hockey cards. These ones. These hockey cards with the bubble gum and everything.
Your buddies took the cards and you ate all the gum.
Yeah, exactly. So that was my theory. But they're saying that it was somebody bought them in a sports collector or something. I don't know.
So the auction is happening right now. Okay. And it wraps up at the end of the day today. It says 1 day left. I don't have like a time or anything like that, but we can send you the link if you're interested. I doubt too many people are going to be able to put a bid in because it's at $1.7 million right now.
Yeah. It's a select audience.
So Gretzky rookie cards in mint condition, which these would be, go for about $1 million, right?
Yeah, even there was one in 2021 that went for $3.75 million.
What?
So
this is going to...
And there might be 25 to 30 of these in these boxes.
Might be that many Gretzky.
Yeah.
Statistically, not to mention what else is in there, right? Like,
yeah, who knows?
But I have a question, though. Like, because these cards have the gum in them, what if the gum rotted? Would that...
That gum's not going anywhere.
Got uranium packaging.
If that box stayed dry, I'm sure they're fine.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely positive they're fine. Anyway, I took a look at it this morning to see where it would... And I'm surprised it's so low.
Mm-hmm.
But again, a lot of these auctions, right... the last day is where
are waiting.
The frenzy.
Just like our auction, our Better For You auction.
Absolutely the same thing.
957cruisefm.ca.
If you want any information on that, yeah, it's on the webpage. That wraps up next week, so you can go check out the items for the Harvard auction as well. I'll keep an eye on this weekend and see what that goes for. Any predictions? The hockey cards? I bet you it goes to 10.
You think 10? I would say 8. 8 million.
Jimmy, you want a prediction?
I say probably 11.
Okay, all right. 11 mil for Jimmy, 10 mil for Locke, 8 for Grant.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
I don't know if I'm an air fryer guy. It takes too long.
But it's so good after.
It's worth like it, that, though, that, yeah.
Pocket thing, that was great. It was nice and crispy.
We had a pizza pocket, breakfast pizza pocket,
yeah.
In the last hour. We're trying to cook spring rolls. It's been taking
the thing
forever.
Is we're doing like kind of appies, frozen stuff too. It's really good for like roasting vegetables even, and it's
what,
like cutting up potatoes, you know, little potatoes or carrots or asparagus, anything like that. You chicken probably, breast is really good in it because it cooks it really evenly. And
okay.
You could probably do potato skins in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
The sauce the I brought? One?
Yeah.
Is it this smoky?
Yeah. I think that's the one from Costco.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bought that, and it's like sriracha, but it's got a little bit of a smoky flavor to it.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
It's really good.
I couldn't find the original sriracha. We had a sriracha shortage.
Well, and now everyone can make their own, too. The guy that created the original Rooster Sauce
okay.
kind of screwed it up. And
released
now
it.
Everyone's... Well, he didn't release it. He screwed up it with his... The guy that used to grow all of his peppers.
Okay.
He screwed him over. And so that guy started selling the peppers to everyone and making his own sauce. And
oh, I yeah. didn't, maybe that's where this
came from.
There's
a whole backstory behind it. And now
oh, I didn't know
why,
that.
That's why there's like 30 different brands of sriracha now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I could have brought some plum sauce, but I threw it all out. I had like a
that's
bunch of
the
those
problem with that stuff, right? Like, I mean, how often do you have plum sauce?
Never.
So it sits in the fridge and then you look at it and
6
it's like,
years later.
Yeah, and it's like good and 2010.
Oh, are you cooking a possum pie later, Jimmy?
Possibly.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Stop it, both of you. This thing takes too long. I'm hungry. I'm not an air fryer guy.
Yeah, you're an eat hot dogs raw guy.
The Locker Room.
What are you doing?
What? We're doing a radio show. I'm cooking
Chef
in
White.
Between.
We're Chef White.
We'll handle the radio show. I thought you were... It's your air fryer. Bought for you. Dean's on my side. Dean sent in a text about the air fryer.
You and Dean are two peas in a pod.
He's like, I end up taking it out of the air fryer when I get frustrated with it and put it in the microwave.
You and Dean will both sacrifice quality for time.
Well, this thing is, we've been cooking spring rolls for like 25 minutes. Like, what's the point?
You're in the... Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Of course, we screwed up our Friday name.
Yeah, you're calling it Air Fryer Friday, and somebody texts in, and they're going like, hey, it's Air Friday.
Like, well, that it was right there.
It was right in front of us.
It was right there.
Air Friday.
That is good sriracha, by the way.
It's kind of smoky.
It's called Sky Valley.
It comes in a two-pack at Costco.
I ran out of the rooster one, and then I went to the store, and it was sold out. So, and then, like, a week later, it was at Costco. So I'm like, well, I'll give that a try. It is kind of...
It's good.
It is kind of smoky.
Yeah.
Yeah. The spring rolls, I think, would have been better with a little bit of oil in there. Like, it did say in the recipe to put a bit of oil in there. We didn't have it.
I like the crunch, though.
Yeah. You're going to say that every time, right?
Yeah.
These are crunchy. It's crunchy.
He's just a texture guy.
Grant Report coming up.
We're going to be talking about a new virus, which has a crazy side effect.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
There's all kinds of diseases and things you can get in the world now. New ones every day being released. This might be the wildest, though. Scientists in West Africa are warning about a mosquito-borne virus. So a mosquito bites you, you get this disease from it, and one of the side effects or one of the symptoms is spontaneous erections. Yeah, you get bit by a mosquito that has this disease, and immediately it's like you're in junior high again. Better start carrying a binder with you to cover up. It's called the dengue gay virus, and I guess it's a big deal in Brazil, where they are erecting clinics all over the place to deal with it. These aren't your average spontaneous erections either. These bad boys last up to 18 hours. I guess it's a hard fever to get rid of. The cure for it, doctors recommend if you do get bit by one of these mosquitoes this weekend and you wake up with an 18-hour erection, is to watch 4 episodes of Roseanne in a row. It cures itself. The Grant Report is brought to you by Edmonton Glory Hole Tours. Are you suffering from dengue disease? We have the cure. Book a tour today at EdmontonGloryHoleTours.com.
Welcome to the locker room.
We can play a little game here. Grant's got the list of the richest people in the world as of 2023, the end of 2023. Yeah. So I thought you would go through the list, start at 10, and then Jimmy and I will tell you whether or not we know who they are.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll see how many you and I both know.
Okay.
There's going to be some that are obvious, but... Yeah. Okay. So number 10?
Number 10, with a net worth of $115 billion, Sergey Brin.
No idea.
No clue.
He's one of the co-founders of Google.
Okay.
Number 9, Steve Ballmer.
I know who Steve Ballmer is.
$119 billion.
He owns the Clippers, doesn't he? And he was a Microsoft guy. And he's that really excited guy with his hands that go like this.
He was the CEO of Microsoft from 2000 to 2014. He does own the Clippers, and he owns some other things.
I had
now.
No clue.
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
Up next, Larry Page, $120 billion.
I have no idea who that is.
Another co-founder, former CEO of Google.
Okay.
Number 7, Mr. Bill Gates.
I know who Bill is.
I know him.
And $123 billion.
Okay.
As a kid, I remember he was always the number one richest man in the world.
He was for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Number 6, you may know him from Margaritaville. We know him as the 6th richest man in the world, Warren Buffett.
I know who Buffett is. Yeah. Not the singer.
$128 billion.
Jimmy, you got Buffett?
Yes.
Okay. Drives a Toyota Corolla, still lives with his mom.
He's never bought a new house.
He used to do big brokerage, like stock market and stuff like that. That's how
he made his money trading.
You know, it's farmland. And number 5, Larry Ellison, $144 billion.
I have no idea who Larry Ellison
Oracle,
is.
Oracle, which is a computer software company.
Okay, no clue.
After that, number 4, Mark Zuckerberg, $161 billion.
I've heard of him.
We know Zucker.
Number 3, Jeff Bezos.
I know Bezos.
$192 billion. Number 2... Elon Musk at $194 billion.
Know him.
And then number 1, the richest person in the world, Bernard Arnault.
I have no idea who that is.
He is, all those luxury brands, Gucci.
Oh,
and,
that guy. Okay.
Yeah, so they,
I don't recognize
his
the name,
company's
though.
French. They own Louis Vuitton, Hennessy. All those luxury brands, more than 70 iconic luxury brands.
So out of the top...
And he is worth $212 billion.
I think you said his last name wrong. I think it's Arnault.
Yeah. I didn't realize he was French when I said it.
All right. I would have got it if you would have said Bernard Arnault.
Thanks. Out of all of those, he's the only not American.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone else is in the United States.
So I knew out of the top 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, I thought it would be less than that.
No, there's...
So,
well, billionaires are... Now they all want to be famous, right? So...
You know what?
They're in your face.
And we all dislike them. Like,
that's
they're all...
True.
We've all vilified them. But
I like Jimmy Buffett. And that's about it on this list.
The thing about the list, for me, I think it's the ones we don't know about that we should be worried about.
Yeah, like the princes in Saudi Arabia, or they're like, these guys are trillionaires. They just don't want to be known.
They don't want to be on the list.
Yeah, they don't want to be on the list.
It's the ones that are on the list that we don't know, and it's the ones that are not on the list,
yeah,
that are richer than the people on the list, those are the ones that, yeah, we should all
when
be
you don't, when
concerned.
They don't want you to know about them.
The Locker Room, only on Chris.
The New Boys Season 4 will drop on July 18th.
Is this going to be the final season, do you think?
I don't know.
They didn't say that, so...
It's on Prime,
yeah,
if you're wondering where that is.
It's an anti-superhero show, so...
Yeah.
I love this show.
I think a lot of people have been watching this. I think this is one of the more popular shows. We've waited a long time for this season 4. I think it had a lot to do with the strike. If you haven't seen them yet, there was a teaser trailer, then a trailer... And then a final trailer, and I watched them yesterday. I think the final trailer dropped like a week ago or something like that.
I feel like I need to rewatch season 3. It's been so long. I'm looking at the description of what happened, and I'm like, I don't remember that.
I have a slight memory of it was his kid. Homelander's kid kind of got involved in the whole thing.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a bit of a wait. I do recall, though, that July, it was always released in the summer. So it makes sense that it was a summer thing.
Yeah. They're going to release 3 episodes June 13th, and then it'll be weekly after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, through July 18th. Sorry.
Yeah.
So June. Thank you for catching
June 13th
that.
And then throughout July 18th.
We talked about it yesterday, but I am going to be watching The Walking Dead this weekend.
Rick is back.
Yeah.
Rick and Michonne.
Yeah. I will definitely be. I brought that up with Dean.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like you. He lost interest in... He was a big fan. He watched, but hasn't watched the final.
Yeah.
Whatchamacallit? The final
season.
Couple of seasons. He's sitting. He lost it. What I suggested to him, because he's like, well, now I want to watch this new season because Rick, right?
Yeah, Rick is back.
And I said, just watch the last episode of The Walking Dead.
Skip to the end.
Skip to the end. Watch it. It'll give you a good sense of, because it became a little bit predictable,
yeah,
right? So you're kind of rehashing the kind of the same sort of storylines. Yeah. So if you watch that last episode where Daryl kind of gets on his chopper and drives away, then I think you're covered for this next Walking Dead. What are you smirking about?
We're talking about two shows that I've neither...
One is a superhero show.
I hated that one. I watched like the first couple seasons and I just wanted to fight my TV.
I liked The Boys. I thought it was really well done.
It's a great show.
It's actually a realistic version of what
morals.
Yeah, that's exactly what they would be like.
It's exactly what... If
you gave people superpowers in today's world, you don't think they would take advantage of that and make money with it?
We were just talking about Ron. We were just talking to Ron. If I won the lotto, I would be a selfish... Grant's like, you'd give money to Jimmy. And I'm like, no, I'd buy his apartment building and raise his rent.
The Locker Room.
By the way, I got a surprise for our air Friday.
Pepperoni?
You're
going to air fry pepperoni?
Yeah. It came in yesterday.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Actually, I was talking to Allison, one of our salespeople, and she uses she makes pepperoni chips. So, you know, the thinly cut pepperoni? She deep fries that and uses it like a potato chip.
Okay, I thought we would just deep fry or air fry.
We can air fry those things.
Just sticks.
Yeah, let's do it. Fire that bad boy up there, Jimmy.
Okay.
See how this goes.
This is The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
All right, Air Friday. We did pizza pops, but breakfast pizza pops this morning.
Pizza pockets, not pops.
Oh,
there's a difference, yeah. Okay. That's a big difference.
And then we did spring rolls last hour, which were okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were better than the pizza things.
They were crunchy.
We're doing... Now
pepperoni,
we're doing...
which I've never heard of in the air fryer. Right. So you brought in pepperoni sticks, and then...
Let's have a bite.
And that was an air fry, hey? Kind of just like hot dogs, I don't know.
I don't know. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It tastes okay.
I think Jimmy's right. If you were to do slices of pepperoni, they'd be better. Because then they'd get really crunchy.
Yeah, it would get really crunchy.
Don't encourage him, Grant.
And you know, it's another thing that I'm told that gets really crunchy in there is bacon.
They do
cooking bacon in there.
They do that at Blowers in Grafton. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
The one on White?
There's one on White. There's a few in the city now.
Okay.
There's one in Windermere. But on the menu, they have pepperoni. And it's little, like...
Chunks of it?
Slices that are deep fried.
I didn't even
or whatever,
think of that.
And they're very slicey.
Somebody
slicey
had mentioned.
Spicy.
Slicey, spicy.
Very slicey.
I can see bacon. If you like crispy bacon, I like the way I do it, though.
Yeah, a soup.
Yeah, bacon soup. All right, there you go.
You're making soup in the air fryer, sir?
No, his bacon soup.
The way I cook it.
The way he cooks his bacon, stirring it. Stirring it.
It's not.
It's dirty.
It's the way to cook it.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
We landed on the moon again yesterday.
We landed on the moon!
Allegedly.
I was surprised at the lack of...
Well, you mentioned it, and I was like, I haven't heard anything about this, and I usually follow this stuff pretty closely.
It's a private company. They are working with NASA. It was a machine or like a phone booth-sized unit, and it touched down yesterday afternoon. I was watching it on the news.
They lost contact with it for a little while, and then it came back. And
that can happen. I hear 3G up there is bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what the point is. I guess
it's commercial.
Just to do it.
So they want to be able to, like, in 10 years, you and I pay to go to the moon.
Okay.
That's why they're doing this. They're doing these test missions. So
to see if...
Space tourism sort of thing.
Yeah, I have
you
no
know
desire.
This is fake. Really? They're in the middle of the Mojave Desert
you
somewhere.
You have no
at night.
Desire to go to the moon?
No, zero.
Really?
Less than zero.
I want to.
I would go.
Yeah.
You want to go to North Korea, though.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to go places where nobody goes.
You want to go to Mars, but you don't want to go to the moon.
I hate traveling. Nothing ever goes well for me. Nothing. I went to Mexico and I came back.
Could you imagine, the dysentery he'd have coming back from the moon?
Literally lost 15 pounds in a week.
Those bathrooms are kind of cool, though, and like on the space station. You just literally hook a hose up to your butt and it shoots it out into space.
Oh, man. Something would go wrong with that thing. Everybody on the ship would be covered in it just Beagle. Wouldn't be good. I said to the wife, because we were talking about our summer vacation.
Yeah.
And she's like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't want to travel anywhere. Can we find something to do?
Go camping.
We'll go camping.
Nothing
I
will
can
go
do
wrong.
Camping.
Yeah.
Camping I can wrap my head around. Getting on a plane and going somewhere where, you know, there's a... Somebody related to the White Clan cooking for me in the
but I, but I think what would be good for you, because take Kingston out. You know, go camping. He likes to...
We do
out.
That. We do
Instead
camp.
Of flying somewhere, and you can't take the little guy. That,
and
you know,
flying? Like, I hate it all. I hate it. I hate traveling. I get hemorrhoids every time I travel.
We should do a locker room camping trip.
No.
I'm good. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No.
No.
Jimmy, you don't go.
Why
you
do
just
you
sleep
want
it? You
why,
just sleep
why
in Army
you...
Chris's truck.
Yeah,
I went camping with you twice one summer. And you slept in Army Chris's truck. Both
are you
times.
Actively trying to find a way to die in the woods?
Look at you! You found the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
We got Courtney and Liam. Don't be shy of that mic when you guys talk.
Right
get
up
right
there.
Up in there from the Edmonton Fire firefighters. You guys are fire hall number.
We will be at 2, yeah.
You'll be at 2?
Yep.
Okay, and it's the rooftop camp out for MD, muscular dystrophy. You guys are going up Monday morning, Courtney?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And then you stay up there until you raise your money?
You know what, this year we're doing a little bit different. Typically we do, we're going to see what Edmonton can give us.
Yeah.
We're not going to set a goal.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, for 4 days and just roll with it.
Yeah. It's turned into a thing here in Edmonton. You guys kind of got the ball rolling. I know your group has, but the other fire halls are kind of on board now, too.
Yeah, well, this year we've got St. Albert's doing, so is Spruce Grove. They do one every year as well.
Yeah.
And they're kind of doing it, we're kind of overlapping each other, so it'll be fun to see, you know, a little friendly competition to see how it goes.
Yeah, we were talking to Jordan on Monday. We did a quick little hit with him from the Spruce Grove Fire Hall.
Yeah.
And he was trying to suggest that you guys didn't compete, and I'm like,
yeah. It's like, There's no competition.
No, it'll be good.
Well, who's the guy that gets in the ice every year? That's
Wes.
Okay,
Wes.
Is Wes doing it again?
You know, unfortunately, he can't make it this year, but I think we're going to bring up the old ice bath still. And we're going to see if we can chat. I think we're going to do a wheel where if you come up and donate, we're going to spin the wheel and one of us has to do something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That's good. Liam, how many times have you been up on the roof with the boys?
So, yeah, this will be my second time participating.
Okay.
And, the first time was such an awesome experience. I decided to come back for more.
It's a lot of fun. Courtney, when it was years ago, you had us up. We spent the night.
Mm-hmm.
We spent one night.
Yeah.
And kind of like a lot of my friendships.
That was
with
it.
My wife and I. It's one visit to the
one
house.
Done, yeah. Yeah.
That's it. We're not having those guys back. Why have we never been to the Geralds again? You, Locke. You. They don't want you at the house anymore. So Monday morning, how many days are you going to spend up on the roof?
We're coming down on the 29th.
Okay. All right. Yep. Perfect. Now, we should talk about where people order, or where they can...
So actually, we were just there. We set up the tents yesterday. There's a lot of construction going on down there, so it's going to be tough to park to come visit.
Yeah.
So allow yourself some time for that. But online's probably your best bet. EdmontonRooftopCampout.ca will send you right to our donation page. So that's probably your best bet. But if you want to bring the kids, wife and kids, and hang out at the fire hall and come visit us, that's awesome.
You should bring one of your 15
truck.
Kids.
Yeah.
Come down.
Yeah.
And
ride in the fire truck.
Yeah, for
there
sure.
Donnie would love that. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
We read the Robert Munch story all the time where they go to the fire hall.
Really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, you should bring them down. That'd be great.
All right. So, there's a link that you can check out. You can donate on the link.
Yep.
If you want, Jimmy, just text us, 780-989-0957. Jimmy can send you the link to do it. You guys also do the boot campaign, where if you come by and make a donation in person, you guys, you're doing the boot thing again?
Yeah, we also have a boot on the roof, yeah.
Fill the boot.
And I'll be down there on Monday. Jimmy and I are going to pop down for sure. Grant's life is a little chaotic, so he's running around doing kids stuff.
I'm bringing the kids and the guys will babysit your kids.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good idea.
Put him in the ice bath.
Yeah. Throw Donnie in the ice bath. All right, guys, so listen, thanks for the visit, and good luck this week. Keep us posted, too, on how you guys are doing.
Will do.
Through the course of next week. While you guys are up there.
Okay, awesome.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for
coming. It'll
be
good.
Yeah. You guys do a great thing every year for this.
All right,
awesome.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. If you feel like drinking now, you're not alone. Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM. Brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.